One of the most famous books of the 1960s was entitled Civilization. It was written by Lord Clarke, and it was turned into a television series which was sold around the world. It charted the rise of Western civilized values as expressed through art and music, but principally through painting, the visual arts. And there's a famous remark in the book, Civilization, where Lord Clarke says he won't deal with Spain because Spain wasn't touched by the Renaissance. It was this idea that Spain somehow had entered in the 16th century a cul-de-sac where all its energies were expended on military adventures in the New World or in defending Catholicism in Germany or against Elizabeth I of England, and that somehow the creative strength had been sapped out of a country because it had taken a wrong historical turn in attacking the forces of liberalism and tolerance, which some historians, at least in Britain and North America, once upon a time associated with the rise of Protestantism and the rise of parliamentary democracy in Britain. No longer, however, do historians look at Spain's golden age in that light. We now increasingly realize that Spain was a highly individualistic society comprised of well-educated artists and thinkers who were able to critique not only their own society but also their own government. Many of you will know that the Black Legend was first promulgated by a Spaniard himself who was so shocked by what he saw as the colonial excesses of his fellow countrymen, that he became a champion of the rights of the indigenous peoples of the New World. And it's hard to think that in 16th or even early 17th century England, somebody could have arisen from our own intellectual background who would have been able to articulate, to present so carefully a defense of the rights of the indigenous peoples of England's own colonies in the New World.